goal of memory exercises is to help everyone improve their mobility function, their cognitive abilities, and the brain-body connection. There are many ways to do this. Today, we're going to be using drumming. How many of you have ever been drummers in your life? If you have, this will be a most delightful exercise. If you have not, all the better. It helps immeasurably when we challenge ourselves with doing something we have never actually done before in our lives. If you've never been a drummer, don't worry about it. This is a way that you can challenge your body to create new neural networks and to strengthen the mind-body connection. With drumming, you don't actually have to have a drum. Those of you who do have a drum of some type, go get that drum now. For those of you that don't have a drum, it's no matter. There are lots of choices you can consider in figuring out how you want to go about doing the exercise that's about to unfold. First of all, I know most people have knees and most people have two hands. You can basically slap the beat with your hands on your knees. That's a lot of fun. You can make a lot of noise that way. You can get spoons or forks and clap away on a butcher block or any surface where you're not going to do any damage. There are lots of possibilities of sticks and other kinds of things you can hold. You can go outside and get sticks from the forest or sticks from your front or backyard and basically use them as drumsticks. You can basically use any type of instrument, whether it's a natural instrument of your hands or actual drum sticks or an actual drum. The key is to be doing the beating. So think about what you want to use, whether it might be spoons and butcher blocks or actual drum sticks or actual drums. Whatever you want to use will, of course, be dandy. Go get that now if you need to get something else and turn off this while you go get what it is that you want to use for this drumming experience where we're going to be reinforcing the mind-body connection. So turn it off now if you need to get the forks or spoons or drumsticks or sticks from the forest or whatever you want to use for this drumming experience. Back now? Great. Whatever you want to use is great, and if you continue to listen and want to just use your hands, that will, I want to assure you, work very beautifully indeed. What I have are some drumsticks and what is called a tom-tom, so I'm going to actually be using a drum for this particular experience. I remind you again, a drum is not essential or necessary in order to be able to do what we're about to do. We're going to work on strengthening the left and right side of our brains through these memory exercises. So get set, get ready. This is basically using drumming to create new neural networks and to balance out the coordinating systems in our bodies so that we can walk fluidly and effortlessly throughout our day. What I'd like to first invite you to do is something called triplets. So for every beat, what we're going to do is we're going to have three hits. So let's get started with doing triplets. And I'm going to number them 1, 2, 3. Here's what it sounds like.
One, two, three, 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 one, two, three,
Whether you are able to keep up with me or not is irrelevant. It's just the trying of it that creates the new neural networks. What we're now going to do is to emphasize one of the three beats in what I am calling triplets. So we're going to accent this, and this is a terribly helpful exercise for being able, again, to balance out the left and right sides of the brain and body and to strengthen the mind-body connection. So we're going to initially start off and we're going to accent the first beat of the triplet. So here we go. Get your sticks or your hands ready and follow along with me. And as before, we'll start very slowly and then we'll increase the beat. It's not necessary that you keep up as the beats get faster and faster. It's literally just important that you try to keep up. Now what we're going to do is to alter somewhat the beats that we're actually accenting with these triplets. So one way is obviously to emphasize the number one of the triplet, as we just did. Another way is to emphasize the number two that we just beat. So if I'm emphasizing number one, here's how it sounds. Two. as you're doing this, just notice how there may be variability between the strength that you hit the accent of the right or the left. And with your intention, even out the power and the emphasis of the accent from both the right and the left hits. And again, that's balancing out the right and the left sides of the body. We're not trying to make music here. The intention is to be able to balance out all of the hormonal systems in the body and all of the neural networks as they interface between the right side of your body and the left side of your body. We're going to go at this again, and this time what we're going to do is we're going to stay with our triplets, which is the 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 for each beat. And for four times, we're going to emphasize the accent on the first beat. For four times, we're going to emphasize the accent on the number two. And for four times, we're going to emphasize the accent on the number three. So I'll start very slowly, and we'll just gradually speed up. The key is not to be able to get all the accents or hit all the beats. The key is to be able to set your intention to actually do this with both the right and the left sides of your body. It doesn't matter how much tremoring or shaking actually happens. The key is to think through this exercise in your mind. So even if you're not able to do this physically, by literally thinking through and using your imagination, you are actually creating new neural networks. And the intention here is that this will facilitate your mobility throughout the day and the rest of the week. So let's go with our triplets now. And again, it'll be for four times, we're emphasizing the number one. For four times, we're emphasizing the number two. And for four times, we're emphasizing the number three in what I am calling triplets. Here we go. And be sure to have fun using your hands or your sticks. Thank you. stops.
Thank you.
that becomes a very meditative cadence. Remember, it does not matter whether you hit the accents or not. Allow that to enfold into every tissue of your body. Feel what happens when you're accenting with the left side and the right side of your body. And as you run through this exercise during this and subsequent weeks, allow the force of the left side of the body to become equivalent to the force of the right side of the body so that you balance out each side. If you're unable to physically actually drum this out, it doesn't matter. If you think through this in your thoughts and your imagination, it has an effect that's almost as powerful as actually doing the exercise yourself, as actually doing the drumming yourself. Enjoy yourself, and whatever you do, have fun with this very different experience offered to you by Parkinson's Recovery. My feeling is different experiences have a huge impact in being able to rejuvenate our spirits, our life force, and to be able to balance all of those intricate hormones in our bodies so that we return to full balance and harmony. May your week be absolutely delightful. This is Robert Rogers from Parkinson's Recovery.